Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. Fairbanks police this afternoon identified the man whose body was found by officers and paramedics this morning at a residence on the city's south side. Police say the victim is 44-year-old John Thomas Preshaw, and they're now calling the case a homicide. Police spokeswoman Yumi McCulloch said officers found Preshaw after responding to a report they received just after 6 a.m., of an unconscious man who was bleeding at a residence on South Cushman Street. She says paramedics pronounced him dead at the scene.
Investigators are still trying to determine the cause of death for Mr. Preshaw.
McCulloch says investigators ask anyone who has information about the homicide to contact the police department. She says investigators won't provide more information about suspects at this point in the investigation.
We don't have any suspect information to release at this time. Investigators have been working this homicide as well as the one from yesterday, so they've been pretty busy.
McCulloch says investigators working on that case aren't yet able to release any further information about the circumstances behind the stabbing death of 57-year-old Jeanette Miller of Fairbanks. Miller was pronounced dead shortly after being transported by paramedics to the hospital early Monday afternoon. Police found her body at the Alaska Motel on the city's south side just before noon Monday after receiving a report of a fight between two women and possibly a stabbing. Excessive PM2.5 pollution triggered air quality alerts in both Fairbanks and North Pole today. The alerts call on residents to stop burning wood and coal unless a waiver has been obtained. This is the first blanket burn ban for the city of Fairbanks under the tougher new rules in place this winter in an ongoing effort by the Fairbanks North Star Borough to curb smoke pollution. The air in Fairbanks was classified as moderate under the Air Quality Index today. Under the moderate air classification, people sensitive to pollution are encouraged to reduce prolonged exertion. Meanwhile, the air in North Pole was categorized as unhealthy under the Air Quality Index, meaning the PM2.5 pollution is so high as to impact the general population. Fairbanks was put on a Stage 1 alert, the least restrictive of the two types of air alerts. Under a Stage 1 alert, residents with one or two types of waivers can keep burning wood or coal in their stove. All others must stop feeding their stove under local law. The Stage 2 burn ban in North Pole is stricter. The only residents allowed to keep burning are those with a no ash waiver, meaning no other adequate source of heat. Air quality manager Nick Sarnecki said people with no other way to stay warm but wood or coal should call the borough for help. High levels of PM2.5 have been linked with heart and lung illnesses in multiple scientific studies, prompting the federal limits on the particulate. The pollution, a byproduct of wood smoke and other emissions, tends to settle in the Tanana Valley on cold winter days when the air is stagnant. The forecast is for stagnant air for the next few days, and the air alerts are in place until 5 p.m. on Thursday, unless the weather conditions change. Last winter, Fairbanks experienced 9 partial burn bans under which residents with modern stoves were allowed to keep burning. The burn bans are in effect in the borough's air quality control zone, which encompasses large portions of Fairbanks and North Pole, along with the Badger Road area in between the two cities. The first burn ban of this winter was called last week in North Pole, which had a Stage 1 air alert. The current Stage 2 alert is the first Stage 2 alert in that city. Sarnecki said borough air quality staff, along with staff with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, are watching chimney pipes so the borough can contact suspected violators of burn bans. Last week, the borough issued warning letters to 25 suspected violations of the burn ban in North Pole. Some of the letter recipients last week called the borough. Sarnecki said most people understood the restrictions and said they won't keep burning. Sarnecki said those who don't respond to the letter are likely to get a call from Borough Mayor Carl Castle or a member of his staff. Those suspected of a second offense are subject to a $500 fine. However, only one person so far has been cited on suspicion of violating local air quality rules. While there will be no World Ice Art Championships next year in Fairbanks, there are plans for an ice art exhibition at the George Horner Ice Park on Phillips Field Road. Ice Park owner Dick Brickley said this week he plans to host an ice art event from February 19th to March 31st that will feature a kids' park and ice sculptures by more than a dozen international ice artists who had made plans to carve ice sculptures in Fairbanks for the World Ice Art Championships before they were canceled. Unlike the World Ice Art Championships, Brickway's event will not be a competition and will feature a significantly smaller number of ice artists. Brickley said he's also planning to host a Christmas lights event at the ice park this year. The Christmas lights event is scheduled to open in early December. The nonprofit organization that runs the World Ice Art Championships, Ice Alaska, announced November 19th that it would not be holding the International Ice Carving Competition in 2018 because the organization hadn't raised enough money to put on the competition. Ice Alaska plans to rebuild and restart the competition in 2019. When it does, the Ice Alaska Board stated it may use a venue outside of the ice park on Phillips Field Road. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.